Okay, here we are. Good morning, live from Yeshiva Yisrael, bright and early. How are we doing, Chevra? Okay, we are in Hilchos Lashon Hara in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, Klal Hey, Seif Hey. Okay, we're learning about the Isser of talking about other people's qualities and diminishing them. In other words, to say that someone isn't so smart, to say that someone isn't so rich, to say that Talmud Chacham isn't a Talmud Chacham. These are extremely, extremely dangerous things because, number one, not so many people think it's usher. Because I'm not saying that he did something bad, right? If I say something, he did something bad, everyone goes, well, maybe they won't believe it, said the Chofetz Chaim. Or maybe I'll think that's Gnai, like, you know, Shlomo hit Reuven, right? Or Harry stole from Joe. So that's Lashon Hara. You know, oh, he did so bad. But if I say he isn't blank, 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 say after all, he isn't, right? But you have to realize that that can ruin someone's life. So now, the next detail Chofetz Chaim is talking about is what he calls Gvura, okay? So that's where we're up to. What does that mean? To tell about one of the people in front of the rest of the people of the city, to say, you know what? He's a weak individual. Could be that this is going to cause hezek to him. How? He's a person who's a daily laborer. He's going to lose his job, right? This guy wants a job working in to go be a truck driver for your company. He's going to go deliver Chol of Yisrael to Atlanta, Georgia, yeah? And he has to carry a lot of heavy packages, or he has to drive for long times. So he said, you know, he has a weak disposition, or he's physically weak, whatever. So that could obviously ruin his livelihood. Say that person is poor. Right? Oh yeah, he owes a lot of people money. It's also Lashon Hara. Kivadim spies in the way of this becomes publicized. Who's going to give this guy credit? You know, that's how a lot of times people's credit is ruined. Somebody starts a rumor, or somebody says, oh yeah, you know, he doesn't have so much cash, he doesn't have so much, his vestments aren't so good, so then no one else is going to want to loan him money, no one's going to let him buy things on credit. All of a sudden people are saying no to him. This guy can be, his life can be in danger. You have to pay attention. Since you're not saying it for any productive purposes, very, very careful you have to be, says the Chofetz Chaim. If there is a reason to do this because of some productive purpose, we will see later on when that's permissible. There is a heter, and we talked about it once. There is a heter to speak about someone. If I want to hire somebody, and you know that I'm going to lose money if I hire him, right? So then you have to tell me. Or if I'm going to marry my daughter off to this guy, and everyone says he's a big Talmud Chacham, or he's a very nice guy, and you know that he has a terrible temper, so then you have a mitzvah to tell me. But you have to be so careful, because we're going to see later on, there are many, many conditions to this. So before you tell about someone's milus, again, remember, we're not talking about you said someone did something bad, but what are you saying? That he doesn't what? Have a
good credit.
Some kind of either good credit or a certain quality, right? Smart. And that's very big Lashon Hara. Wow. Sometimes you can say the same thing, and about one person is Lashon Hara and one person is good. What does that mean? Kigon, im yomer li shacher maspikin lo zmazon ve'in lo dagas pernasa, shehu lo mei le'erok sholosh arba shos b'yom. And if he erko yelo zeg nai godo, Lashon Hara mikri. Guy is being supported by other people. He doesn't have to worry about his money. Meanwhile, guy learns only 3-4 hours a day. He's being supported by other people to learn Kohelet. He's supposed to be learning all day. Guy learns 3-4 hours a day. So you say, he only learns 3-4 hours a day. Supposed to, and being supported to learn Kohelet, is that good or bad? It's bad, right? However, let's say a guy goes to work. Guy gets up at 6 in the morning. You know, he learns an hour, daf yomi, then he goes to minyan, then he comes home, he has a 2-hour night seder. You say that guy learns 3-4 hours, what's that? Is that good or bad? That's great! Wow, the guy works all day, works hard, takes care of his family, and he learns 3-4 hours a day. The guy's a tzaddik, right? So saying, if you say a bachur in yeshiva learns a half hour a day, he's very good. He must pay attention at least 20 minutes a day. So if the whole shiur is only 25 minutes, wow, he's geraldik. But if the shiur is 2 hours, right? So the same thing to one person can be that's good, and the other person can be okay. You have to present a shiur in the mitzvahs. I say, "Shtoli fi mamon eish kavod kavit Shabbos." Yom lechad mi balabatim hashreim shumotzi atzalz kolkacha Shabbos kodesh shav gadol. If a guy is very poor, you know, but you say, "Wow, he spends a lot of money. He buys kishke every Shabbos just for Shabbos, or he buys special fish just for Shabbos." The guy hardly has any extra money, but he goes ahead and saves every penny. So for Shabbos, he can have an extra piece of herring, right? But if the guy's a millionaire, you say, "Oh, he buys a piece of herring for Shabbos," you know, then he's not mechaber the Shabbos. He should be buying better. So Gufi Yomer Amishu Nefshav Liyishashiv. He says the same thing about a rich person who's not kokach when yoni Shabbos kodesh. You can't the difference, you guys. You know what I'm saying, right? If he's a rich guy, so he should be buying really good stuff, right? It's embarrassing. Lashon hara. Same thing. Right? If a guy's a millionaire and he gave you an $18 check last time, you know, that's not a thing. Because if a guy, you know, he gives $18 to everyone that comes in the house and he hardly has enough money for his own family, this guy's a big tzaddik, right? How he acts with his workers, etc. Okay. He says, obviously, I can't tell you every single example over here of Lashon Hara. He says, take the following line from the Rambam and make this as a crown for yourself. Listen to this line. Anything that can cause your friend danger, begufa mano, will upset him. Again, whatever, if you say something and it can cause his harm, don't say, "Well, it wasn't lashon hara because it didn't fit into this and this type of lashon hara." If it's going to cause him damage, it's lashon hara. Don't let the yetzer hara say, right? Which means whatever is bad for you, don't, you know, you shouldn't do to your friend. And you'll say, "What did I say to him?" After all, let's say he says about the Kohel guy, he learns 3-4 hours. Wow, halavai they say about me 3-4 hours. Yeah, but you aren't learning in Kohel. It's stuck, etc., etc. It's a big toast. Everything depends on the situation. Again, so the bottom line is that that talking about other people's qualities, we said, is lashon hara. And what we learned today is that it sometimes depends on how you say it, depending on the person. If the guy's learning kohel and you say he learned 2-3 hours a day, it's a gnai. Guy's a balabas, say 2-3 hours a day. So remember, speaking about someone's qualities can be lashon hara if it's going to cause him hezek. Okay? Yeshakayach, everybody. I'm sorry I went a little late. I just wanted to make sure we did at least 2 halachas. We'll continue. Meretz Hashem, next time is going to be when? Monday morning, Mitzvah Shem, I hope Monday morning, it's not Tuesday, but Monday morning. No, next Monday morning.